Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi. We're holding in Chapter 9 of Zevachim, Mishnayot 4 and 5 today. Kishem Sheim Alu. Just like if they went up. Now we're referring to items that went up from a problematic offering where it was left overnight, it was tame. Now these items should not have gone up on the Mizbeach, but if they did, lo yirdu. We don't bring them down after the fact. Kach, so too. Im yardu, if someone actually went ahead and brought these items down from the top of the altar, lo yalu, we do not bring them back up again. Now there is an interesting Gemara qualifies this somewhat. The Gemara in Daf 85b says once the fire is starting to burn it up, then we actually leave it there. And even if someone starts removing it and takes it down from the altar while it's still on fire, we say, no, put it back. It's now lachmo shel mizbeach. Once it's on fire, it's the food of the mizbeach. And the Mishnah adds, v'chulan, and any of these problematic animals, sha'alu chayim, they went up still alive, l'rosh mizbeach. And this refers to the problems we listed in Mishnah Gimel. Yeredu, you have to bring them down again. And this is even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says even a small mum, a doken shba'ayin, a cataract in an animal that's not really a noticeable mum, he would agree here too, the animal's still alive, so take it down, take it out, and replace it with an unblemished offering. Ola, and a carbon ola, an elevation offering, sha'alta chayel rosh mizbeach, that went up alive to the top of the mizbeach. Maybe the Kohen brought it there by mistake. Maybe it wandered off and went up the ramp by itself. Tered, we want to bring it down. Now this is even though we learned at the beginning of chapter 6 here that you could technically do shechita on top of the altar, on the big mizbeach. It's not a good idea, the Mefarshim say, the Gemara says, because the animal might go to the bathroom at the time of shechita, and that's disrespectful to the mizbeach. So ideally we do bring it down and do the offering below. Shechata b'rosh mizbeach, if they went ahead and did slaughter it on top of the altar, which we learned is kosher in chapter 6, yafshit, they can skin the ola right there on top of the altar, v'nateach, and cut it into the pieces, bimkoma, right there where they did the shechita. And then they've saved the trip to schlep the pieces up to the mizbeach. But again, ideally, it's best to do these things on ground level. On to Mishnah, hey, ve'elu im alu yerdu. These things, if they went up on the mizbeach, you need to bring them down again. Besar kodshe kodshim, the meat of the holy of holy offerings, such as the carbon chatas, this meat is supposed to be eaten by kohanim. It's not supposed to go on the mizbeach at all. So back at the beginning of this chapter, we said, ha-mizbeach mekadesh, the altar sanctifies, et harai lo. What's appropriate for it? Things that are supposed to be there. So these are things that are never supposed to be on the altar at all. And the Mishnah adds a besar kodshim kolim, and also meat from the lesser holy things, like the bechor, the meiser, and the carbon pesach. Umotar haomer, the leftovers of the omer. Now the carbon omer is made into bread. It's a mincha brought from flour. Now the kometz does actually go on the mizbeach, but the shirayim, the leftovers, of course wouldn't go on the mizbeach. So here the carbon omer is special because they would sift it very fine. So there'd be a lot of barley that was harvested for the carbon omer and it was sifted down to a very small amount. We're going to learn all about this in Menachot. So all that extra flour should not go up at all. The shtei alechem and the two breads. And these are the two loaves of bread that come with the two lambs on Shavuot. And they are eaten by Kohanim. They never go on the Mizbeach. The Lechem Hapanim, the bread of faces, the showbread, that goes on the golden table inside the Heichal, inside the temple building. It never goes on the Mizbeach at all. Sheyayim Minachot, the leftovers of the Mincha, after the Kemitza is burned, the Kohanim are supposed to eat that. HaKetoret, and the Ketoret, of course, goes on the golden Mizbeach inside the temple building in the Heichal. It does not go on the outer Mizbeach at all. So all of these items must be removed because there's no shaychus. There's no reason they should ever have been on that big altar in the courtyard at all. They're supposed to be eaten or the ketores burned inside the heichal. Now the Mishnah turns back to the carbon ola, which is entirely burnt on the mizbeach. But it adds a little chiluk here, a little detail. Hatzemer shebroshe kivosim, the wool that's on the heads of the sheep. Vehase'ar shebizkan tiyashim, the hairs in the beards of the goats, ve'atzamot, and bones, gidim, sinews, karnayim, horns, tzalafayim, the hooves. So bizman shehen mechubarin, when these items are still attached to the carbon ola animal, Yalu, they indeed go up with those body parts. We don't trim the beard off the goat before we bring the goat head up to the Mizbeach as part of the Karban Ola. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra chapter 1, verse 9, V'hektira Kohen et HaKol HaMizbecha. The Kohen burns all of it, et HaKol, all of these things on the altar. But the Mishnah learns from here, Pershu, if these items were separated from the actual animal, the hoof fell off the leg, or the beard got caught, the beard of the goat got caught on something and the hairs ripped out. Lo yalu, they don't have to go up. So they're parts that are not really the body of the animal. They're, you know, the beard of the goat. Shnemar, as it says in Devarim chapter 12, Vesita olotecha habasar vadam. And when you do your karban ola, your elevation offerings, that's basar and dam. That's the flesh and the blood. The blood is applied and to the altar, to the size of the altar, and the basar, really the flesh, the body goes up. But sort of the external parts like horns and hooves and, you know, goat beards and bones, that does not necessarily go up, only when it's actually attached to the basar, to the flesh of the animal. Tizku le mitzvot.